A Jewish Journal article. Unbreakable. A woman who lost 4 family members remains strong. Several weeks after Vered Libstein lost her husband, son, and mother, she arrived in the USA accompanied by her brother-in-law Doran Libstein, a world-famous self-development mentor, and Miriam Peretz, who had lost 2 sons during their service in the IDF. Peretz became a lecturer and public speaker on coping with loss and Zionism. The lecture took place on the 3rd night of Hanukkah at the IAC Sheffer Community Center in Woodland Hills. The Libstein family resided in Kibbutz Kfar Aza, situated between Netivo and Dero. Ophir, Vered's husband, served as the head of Shaar Hanegev Council. His wife recalled how he used to say that the kibbutz is 95% paradise and 5% hell, due to the proximity to Gaza and the rockets that were sent to Gaza envelope settlements from time to time. Now, the entire area had been evacuated, and residents are scattered in hotel rooms in Eilat, the Dead Sea, and Tel Aviv. Vered, who lost so much in the war, embarked on a lecture tour along with her brother-in-law. "We didn't move to Kfar Aza because we didn't have money or because of some ideology. We lived there because we believed it's the best place in the world," she said. When Hamas launched its terror attack on Israel, Ophir, 50, left the house with his pistol. "My son Aviv said that he hears him shooting just outside the house. After about an hour, I received a phone call from the kibbutz council telling me that he doesn't respond to their calls. I asked Aviv to check his location on the phone and he said, 'He is right here, outside the house.' When he saw there is no change in the location for some time, he ran outside to look for him and found him dead." A little earlier, Libstein received a phone call from her father telling her that her mother Bilha was shot to death by Hamas. Her 19-year-old son Nitzan, the second of her 4 children, moved out of the house a few weeks before that and lived in the youth housing in the kibbutz. "He told us he was shot in his hip through the shelter door. We told him how to do a tourniquet and spent 2 hours with him on the phone until his battery died. We asked him to hang on until help will arrive. The area was swarmed with hundreds of Hamas terrorists, making it nearly impossible to reach Nitzan. A few days later, his body was recovered, and within 48 hours, the father and son were laid to rest side by side." The family's tragic ordeal didn't end there. Vered's nephew, Netta Epstein, who also lived in the youth quarters of the kibbutz, jumped on a grenade to save his girlfriend and got killed on the spot. The sequence of funerals unfolded rapidly, with Netta being buried on Tuesday, Ophir on Wednesday, Bilha on Thursday morning, and Nitzan at 3 p.m. Experiencing 4 funerals within a few days is incomprehensible, yet Vered remains determined to carry on in memory of her loved ones and for her 3 remaining children. Libstein acknowledged the temptation to ponder what might have happened if his brother and his family were still vacationing abroad and not at home that day. However, he emphasizes that dwelling on the past hinders the ability to see the future and is optimistic about the possibility of peace. 70 years ago, if you heard that one day we will be friends with German and that we would go there on vacations, you would have said, "No way." But it is possible. We must look at the picture that we are all together. If we won't believe it's possible, it won't happen. In order to see the light, we must believe. Miriam Peretz understands the unbearable pain of losing loved ones all too well. 2 of her sons, Uriel at 22 and Aliran at 32, were killed in Israel's wars. After losing her second child, she made a conscious decision to focus on the positive aspects of life. Peretz believes that having a reason to live is crucial, as lacking it makes it challenging to face each day. When asked about her strength and resilience, she responds that everyone possesses the strength that becomes evident in times of crisis, providing opportunities for personal growth. While Peretz acknowledges that she doesn't experience complete happiness, she finds purpose in life that propels her forward. With 4 children and an active lifestyle, she received the Israel Prize for Lifetime Achievement in 2018 and ran for the position of the President of Israel in 2021. Following the October 7 massacre, she took it upon herself to visit families who lost loved ones, addressing the common question of where God was in the face of tragedy. Peretz asserts that there is no clear answer to that question, urging people to think differently about such events. She emphasizes the importance of focusing not on how long one has lived but on what they have achieved with the time given. Ophir lived a full life. He thought about how to unite people. He gave a lot to the community. One of the things that fulfill a person is giving to others. As much as you give, you feel a sense of purpose and accomplishment, and that's what keeps me going.